everybody. I am talking today with Graham Sharp of the Steep Canyon Rangers, and their latest album, Radio, is out on Rounder Records. So, Graham, if I'm not mistaken, I heard you wrote 8 of the songs for the album, including the title track, Radio. What inspired you to write that song, and why did you all choose to make it the title track?
Well, you know, the inspiration for it was pretty simple. You know, I was, I guess we were in the process of moving. I was in the process of moving last year and just digging through some old stuff. I actually pulled out a cassette tape, an old mixtape that my brother had made me, you know, years and years ago. And I don't know, it just kind of brought back, you know, the whole world of sort of, you know, that time and place. And I just tried to kind of capture that in the song and, you know, kind of how music can really define a moment in your life, you know, and it's a great way to sort of mark your time. So that's kind of what the song's about. Casey Kasem told me I'd find her one day. I believe every word he said. 'Cause I was born to the rhythm, rock in the bosom, raised on the sound of the radio. Talk to me a little bit about your songwriting process. Where do you gather inspiration? You know, I try to read a lot. I find that when I am reading a lot, I'm not necessarily writing about those things in particular, but it just kind of sort of primes the creative process. Mm-hmm. And but I also try to have, you know, lots of different strategies for it. So, you know, sitting down and just writing lyrics didn't work in one day. Maybe try to write a melody on the guitar and go back to that, or just sort of go for a walk and sing melodies in your head. So I try to have, you know, a handful of different ways to write songs so that, you know, they can kind of come at any time.
All right. What have you been reading lately?
Well, let's see. I just finished a George Washington biography, because we played up in D.C. with the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center a couple weeks ago. So I figured I could bone up on some of that. It was kind of all about the Constitutional Congress and that whole era of Washington's career that I didn't know about. But I read mostly fiction. You know, earlier this year, a book that I did really draw on, I read a Alice Munro collection of short stories called Runaway, I think, and that primed like 4 or 5 songs, you know, all based around, you know, people leaving their homes and trying to get back home and things like that. So, you know, I love to read, and it's a nice side product. It helps what I do.
Yeah, they say that all great writers read. So
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, you gotta put stuff in if you're gonna put stuff out. I guess is a very poor way to put it, but yeah.
How does collaboration play a part in the process of putting together an album with 6 people in the band? How does everybody add their voice?
Well, you know, we'll get the songs written, and our bass player, Charles, you know, writes kind of the balance of the songs. And, you know, between the two of us, I think we have 2 very distinct styles, which sort of, I think, make for a nice balance throughout a record. You know, we'll bring something into the band and go through it and, you know, just hope that there's things in it that catch people's ears. There are things in it that people can say, okay, well, I like this, or I like this little melody, or I like, you know, how can we build on this and, like, highlight this part of the song? So it's, you know, it's always scary to put your songs in front of other people. You know, they're your babies.
Right.
But to have the trust where you say, okay, you know, I want this outside perspective, and, you know, y'all, let's figure out now as a group what the strongest points of this song are and how we can really bring that out and make the most of it. So, I mean, it's a really gratifying process. And, you know, it would be much simpler if it weren't a complete democracy. You know, democracies are messy, but that's just kind of our process. And I think we have a lot of strengths instrumentally and vocally and just in the composition-wise within the band. So it's fun when something really turns out and it is a product of everybody.
So how do you all work together and stay strong after so many years as a band, after 9 records?
Well, you know, I mean, the band started as really a group of friends. Before we were a band, we were just buddies who liked to hang out together. And we've tried to maintain that, and we've tried to be smart about how we do it. So, you know, we have families back home, and so that everything is sustainable, and that, you know, there's not all these different pressures pulling people in all different directions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we really look out for each other and try to make sure everybody has their voice heard. And, you know, just we still have a great time together. So I think, you know, when you can be successful mm-hmm. and also enjoy it, that's, you know, that's all you can ask for.
So your album Radio is your 9th studio release. How is it different? How did you guys keep it fresh this time?
Well, you know, I think the music is a little different just because it's our first record where we've really been touring with a percussionist. We added a percussionist about 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, we've been touring with him and we're working the songs out with the percussionist, which, you know, makes you think a little bit more about the groove and sort of the feel and stuff like that. So that's, you know, that was, I think, kind of a fresh, you know, breath of fresh air to bring to the process. But our basic process is always the same. You know, the end result may vary, but, you know, we just bring as many songs as we can and just work through stuff and just try to pick the best material and not try to pigeonhole it and say, well, this record has to be this or this record has to be that. Just kind of treat every song how we think it needs to be treated, and then just kind of pick among the ones we feel fit together the best.
I'm walking away. Like dear Abby told me,
I'm walking away.
My shrink gave his okay,
I'm walking away.
The self-help book implored me,
I'm walking away.
Jubilation day.
So you guys tour solo and you tour with Steve Martin, who you're in Chicago with tonight. How are the vibes in those two shows different? Like, what do you like most about collaborating with Steve and then when you guys have your solo shows?
Excuse me. Well, with Steve, I mean, he's just such an amazing performer. And but then off the stage, he's just a relentlessly, endlessly creative guy, you know, whether he's writing books or plays or albums or you name it. So I think, you know, his personality really comes through in the show, just kind of through his, because on this show with Steve, we do primarily all songs that he's written.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's, you know, we're kind of the straight men on that show, and, you know, we stand back and let him kind of do his thing. But, you know, when he's talking and he's hilarious, you know, having the world's greatest stand-up comedian as your MC on stage is pretty strong. But, but, you know, I mean, we have a great collaborative process with Steve. You know, like last night after the show, we were in Indianapolis and we've been hanging out after the show. And Steve comes in the dressing room and he's got his banjo and he's like, oh, I've got this melody and a few lyrics. And what do you think? And we sat down and 45 minutes later, we had a whole new song that we went and performed to the rest of the people in the other dressing room who were hanging out. So, you know, being around Steve is really inspiring, just how creative and how dedicated he is to that process.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Will we get to hear that song tonight?
I seriously doubt it. I don't think it's quite that baked, but it's
understood.
Pretty good. He wanted it's a Caribbean sort of sea shanty almost kind of thing. It's really neat.
Aww.
But you know, and then on the flip side of that, when we do our shows, you know, that's our voice and kind of the product of all the years that we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, we have a really strong identity, you know, as our band. And I feel like we are, you know, have kind of a unique voice sort of in the bluegrass world and kind of crossing over into a little bit more of the, I don't know, Americana sort of world. But so, you know, it's to be able to do both is wonderful because it keeps them both fresh.
So this is a story song. And, well, I'll explain what a story song is in case you're an idiot. It's a song that tells a story. So this is a new one to add to the genre. It's called Pretty Little One.
Pretty
Patricia walked right up and said hello. Seemed to me like a girl in need. I'm a guy who's built for speed. You and me could have some fun, you pretty little.
So speaking of bluegrass, where do you see bluegrass heading in popular culture, just in general? What does the future look like?
You know, I mean, looking at like the young people who play bluegrass now, I think that a lot of the young people who are virtuosic in music and maybe 20 years ago were all playing, you know, violins and horns or jazz and stuff like that, you know, there's a population of them who are now going into bluegrass. So the level of musicianship is pretty staggeringly high. And I see that really kind of moving that section of bluegrass really forward into the musical mainstream, or maybe to just kind of create its own sort of niche. But, you know, in the traditional world, the bluegrass is kind of where we came up, in the Southeast, kind of the festival circuit, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We still have deep ties to that. And, you know, that part of the music is still strong. It still has, you know, great bands who are really dedicated to, you know, the traditional way of playing bluegrass. And so I hope that part of the music, you know, won't go away, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's really special to us as a band. And, you know, we kind of oscillate in our shows between sort of progressive stuff and more traditional stuff. So, you know, I think people need to be able to hear, you know, current bands doing that, that style of bluegrass, I don't think it's ever going to get lost, but it is something that sometimes the simplicity of it is deceptive, and it's actually harder to be simple than it is to be complicated and intricate.
It's a break. It's a cold heartbreak when you find somebody and it just doesn't take. Who am I to disagree when you love somebody but you can't set them free?
Well, I just have two more questions for you. I wanted to definitely ask if you could tell me about some of your guys's like charitable endeavors, like the Mountain Song Festival.
Yeah. The Mountain Song Festival is it's a festival. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary, and our guitar player started it. His mom was on the board of the Boys Girls Club in Transylvania County, North Carolina, which is half the band lives in that county, half the band lives one county over in Buncombe County. It's raised, you know, it has this great community support to it, great sponsors and great volunteers and staff. And it's raised over $500,000, I guess, now for the Boys and Girls Club there in Transylvania County.
Wow, that's great.
And part of that goes to kind of a youth strings program they have there, trying to just give everybody in the community access to the instruments and the instruction. And then we also partner with Oscar Blues Brewery, does like Dale's Pale Ale and stuff like that. And living in Asheville and around Western North Carolina, it's had a huge influx of breweries in the last few years. And Oscar Blues has a program called Canned Aid, which is their kind of charitable outreach arm. And I guess just last week we did a program at an arts-based public school back in Asheville that, you know, Canned Aid bought them 20 brand new guitars for their music program there, and we went over there and put on some workshops and stuff like that with the kids, and it was fantastic. And so yeah, it seems like we gravitate towards kids and doing stuff with kids, which I love doing. You know, being in a band that's out of town and away from home a lot, it's great to have a way to tie back into your community like that.
That's great, and we're really big on keeping the kids in the arts too, so it's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon. What can we expect next for you and the Steep Canyon Rangers?
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of big festivals coming next year. You know, festival season's kind of our busiest time. We'll be at Bonnaroo next year, and Merle Fest and a bunch of, you know, bigger festivals like that. I think we're going to record a few more songs to Steve here over the winter. So I don't know exactly what the plans are for that, but right now we're doing this show. This is the last one of this tour. So this show has Steve Martin and Martin Short on it.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty hilarious show. We'll probably do, you know, another 30 of those next year. So, you know, I mean, we don't have any plans to really change what we're doing. We just try to, you know, grow a little bit every year and stay dedicated and stay smart.
All right. Where can people find your music?
Well, you can always find it online. We also have a neat thing we've been doing on an app called Mixler that when we do our own shows, we broadcast a lot of our own shows live.
Oh, cool.
It's a great way if you're just sitting around the house on a night and kind of want to be there in the venue with it. We'll broadcast our shows live on Mixler. So that's a good way to sort of catch up with the band and see what we're doing live, because live is always a little different from the album.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I will see you guys tonight.
Likewise. Well, I hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you again to Graham Sharp. Thanks again to WGN Radio, Hard Times Records, and my partner, Tim Apuli. I'm Rachel Woodall. Until next time, this has been Artistic License. Thanks for listening.